Happy New Year. I'm Jody Seely, and welcome to episode one of the Jody Seely Show podcast. It's kind of cool. This has been a dream of mine for a very long time. In 2017, I took a leap, as leap was my word of the year for that year. And I left a 20 plus year radio career to try out some new things, to see what else I was capable of and am capable of. So 6 months later, a dream that I have had for a long time has come to fruition. And that is to put out a podcast show of real conversations. And I hope that they will be based in a number of areas, but I'm kickstarting the show with conversations that I've had with some of my friends and your favorites in the Canadian country music scene. Now, back in September of 2017 is when I first announced publicly that I was going into the process of creating this podcast show, and had a great opportunity at the 2017 CCMAs to connect with some artists to have some of those conversations. So those will be the first few episodes of this show. So they kind of feel like, okay, they're conversations from September. We're now in January. But we had some fun connecting on some cool things and getting to know some of your favorites in the industry in a little bit different of way. So that's where the episodes are going to start. And for a long time, I have felt that I wanted to do a show like this where we'd find out where the conversation went. You know, when you listen to the radio, maybe you listen to my show, maybe you've listened to other radio shows, and you kind of feel like the conversation gets cut short because you got to go to commercial or you got to play the song, and there's really only 60 minutes in an hour. And you always wondered where the conversation went to. So that's what this show will kind of be like, is we're going to have the rest of that conversation, and we're going to share in some cool moments, I hope. And just looking back on some of those conversations back to the CCMAs, I'm excited to share. You know, in this episode, you're going to hear a cool side of Megan Patrick that you may or may not be aware of. If you follow her on Instagram, you might know for her love of hunting, but you might not really know where her heart's at in that. So we're going to find more about that. You've probably followed along with the funness. Yeah, I'm going to make up words too, of the guys from Washboard Union. We're going to talk to them in this episode. In a future episode, we get really candid with Jason McCoy. You're going to meet a new guy on the country music scene by the name of Sean Austin, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun. So thank you for joining me in this dream of this podcast show. We're excited to get it underway. We're excited that now that 2018 is here, we've got some of them worked out and we're ready to launch. And it can only go up from here. We're starting out with a few candid conversations behind the scenes at the Canadian Country Music Awards, and who knows where else it will go. So welcome to the Jody Seely Show podcast.
How has your journey in this crazy world been for you so far? I feel like it's hurry up and wait, and then it's go 100 miles an hour.
You know, sometimes it feels like it's moving slow and you're not where you want to be at. But when I'm sitting here this weekend and thinking about where I was at this time last year at CCMAs compared to now, I realize how much has happened in a year. You know, and it's amazing. I'm really grateful for everybody that's helped me get here, and I'm grateful to have some nominations this year and to be able to perform on the actual televised show on Sunday. So, you know, I'd say I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be, and it's kind of above and beyond really what I thought, where I thought I'd be at. So,
now, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Bowmanville, Ontario.
Is that a smaller community?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's certainly developed and grown quite a bit since then, but when I was growing up, it was very small.
So what do you do to stay grounded through this? Because I think it would be relatively easy to sometimes lose yourself in the complete gush of crazy that this can be. So how do you stay true to, when you look in the mirror, you love the Megan that's looking back at you?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something. It's definitely, you know, something that I'm always kind of checking in on with myself. I think part of it is just, you know, keeping, you know, your family and your your longtime friends close because they've known you for a long time. People that have known you since before I was doing any of this, you know, and just kind of checking in with yourself and saying, you know, am I being the kind of person I want to be? Am I working as hard as I could be working? You know, am I on the right path? And I think when you just kind of keep checking in with yourself and taking a look back at where you've been, it's, you know, it's really important to me, like, to stay grounded and to stay humble and to remain the same person that everybody's always known. So it's something I think about a lot.
Have you had moments where you felt like maybe you veered off that path more than you,
oh, yeah,
you realized?
For sure. I mean, I think everybody has those moments, you know, especially for me. I just moved down to Nashville about 6 months ago. And so when you're in like a new city and you're kind of trying to find your path and find your people and find the right friends and stuff, you know, sometimes you get pulled one way or another and you get to a point where like, you know, this doesn't feel right to me anymore. And as long as you're able to, like I said, you know, to check in with yourself and say, okay, I need to start moving more this way, or I need to maybe not be around this person or be doing this anymore. You know, I mean, nobody's perfect. You can't beat yourself up over it, right? You just get back on track and keep doing it.
Well, and I think that's a real life scenario for everyone. It doesn't matter if you're in this industry or you're not. It's,
yep,
it's the same sort of maneuvers. But do you find it, I don't know, I guess an interesting challenge because you're in the spotlight at the same time you're trying to do that. So when you have to step away from a person or a scenario or something, it's not like nobody knows.
Yeah, it's true. I think the older I get, the more I just choose not to care what people think.
Which
honestly,
is so great, right?
You know, like, you really have to, because to me, I mean, you could be a saint, and there will still be somebody who's going to have something to say about you.
Yeah.
Honestly, it doesn't matter what you do; you can't make everybody like you. And the people that really know me and that really care about me, they get me, and they know what I'm all about. And if somebody thinks otherwise and they can't be bothered to actually get to know me, or you know, they hear a rumor and they can't be bothered to ask me about it to my face, and they want to think or one thing about me or say something about me, that's really, it's none of my business really what,
yeah,
they think of me, and I really don't care. I don't need everybody to like me. I just need the right people to like me, you know.
Well, and what I really love following your Instagram is one of my faves.
Is
to
it?
Follow because I love that you're just showing all the things that you're doing in your world, a little bit outside of Megan Patrick, the country music star. Mm-hmm. It's Megan Patrick, the girl who loves to jump in a lake, and the girl who likes to go hunting, mm-hmm, and the girl who wants to be out in the outdoors. And mm-hmm, I don't know if a lot of people know that about you.
Yeah, I just try and be real. You know, I mean, I think like that's always been really important to me, not just, you know, through social media, but as an artist too, is just to be real and approachable. And I think people, you know, fans and stuff, I think they like to see that you're into the same kind of things as them. They like to see that you have similar interests and stuff. And I've never I'm not going to hide anything about myself, you know, and especially, you know, when it comes to the hunting thing, you know, I've definitely had some pretty awful things said to me and some pretty negative backlash, but I refuse to not be who I am. I mean, I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not ashamed of my lifestyle. In fact, I'm quite proud of it. And I know that there's a lot of people who love country music and who love my music that are proud of it too. So I'm always going to be me. And, you know, if you don't like it, don't follow me. Don't buy my record. And if you do, follow me and buy my record, yeah. You know?
What's one of your favorite hunting trips that you can recall of one that just really kind of sticks out on that highlight?
I mean,
they're all
amazing, like in different ways. I mean, I did that spring bear hunt in Manitoba just this past spring, and that was my first time doing a bear hunt, and it was also my first bow hunt, which was really exciting. It was probably one of the most beautiful places I've ever hunted, and it was a great experience. And that was something that I took a lot of backlash for. I think a lot of people thought it was like a trophy hunt, which it wasn't. I don't trophy hunt. I don't hunt anything that I'm not going to eat. And I tried my best to kind of explain to people that, you know, just were kind of uneducated about it. But I think unless you really experience it, it's hard to explain what an amazing experience it is to, you know, to spend a week out in the bush just waiting and waiting and waiting. And then you finally have that bear walk out and you take your shot. And when you know you've made a good shot, and you know that you get to take that meat home and cook it and serve it to your friends and your family, and you know where it came from, you know that it's healthy. I was able to donate quite most of the meat actually to a family on the nearby reserve, which was great for me. You know, that it was nice to know that I was able to provide that for somebody. So it's a very like spiritual experience for me, and it's something that I'm very proud of, and that's why I'm not going to ever hide it, you know, yeah, on my social media or otherwise.
Well, and I think when you don't grow up in that world, right? I grew up in my dad is a hunter, and, mm-hmm, you know, I grew up in that world, or people who grew up in the rodeo world, like when, yep, you don't understand, it's about the education part. But I love that you call it a spiritual experience, because like,
absolutely,
there is nothing, I think, when we talk about grounding or life or, yep, appreciating what's been created for us than being, yep, out in nature.
It's honestly
being a part of the world.
It is hunting and fishing. It really is a big part of keeping me balanced, you know, because, you know, there's kind of two sides to me. There's the side of me that loves to perform and be on stage and be social and be out and doing all that. And then there's a side of me that just needs to be alone and just not talk and just reset. It's a time when I feel like closer to God and I'm able, yeah, to, you know, kind of get back in touch with Him. And I think it's really important for my sanity to have both those things and be able to do both. So it's a lot more than just, you know, some redneck going out in the woods and killing something.
it's not about the death part of it really at all.
Like, no,
that's
it's not.
Just, and I think, yeah, it's a hard one to explain. For
it,
sure.
It is hard to explain, you know, and I think, for me, part of it is I felt if I am going to consume animal products, I should be able to handle watching what happens before it ends up on the shelf.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, you know, that's, I don't get like some kind of thrill out of watching something die. It's not about that. You know, there is certainly, it's more just a feeling of thankfulness and knowing, I mean, really, honestly, to for an animal to be hunted is one of the most humane ways it can die.
Yeah.
You know, most like deer and stuff, they're going to die of illness, or they'll be attacked or something like that. So it's really one of the most like cruelty free ways an animal can go. So
what's your favorite thing to make after? Like, I guess it depends if it's deer or bear or moose or elk.
Well, this
but
is
going to
sound
favorite?
This is going to sound really weird, but I actually love eating the heart of deer.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. If you prepare it right, it's really good. And then just the back strap is great and grill
that. So
what
do you do? Like, what do you do? Like, do you make?
What I do is I boil the heart, and then you slice it up and saute it with like butter and onions and garlic. Put a little bit of beer and red wine in there, salt and pepper. It's really good. I mean, it's organ meat, and it's really good for you. Actually, has a lot of like iron and vitamins and stuff in it.
Like a ton.
It's really good. Yeah.
You can't eat enough supplements to get that. But that's cool. Well, maybe you need to start sharing the recipes too.
Yeah.
Could
I should.
Be something else we'll
did,
find on
yeah.
your Instagram.
I should do that, yeah.
All right. Well, I know that you've got a crazy schedule, and I appreciate you just chatting about
Absolutely.
Some fun.
I appreciate you having
and
me.
Thanks, Megan.
Yeah, thank you.
Washboard Union.
You sure got it.
We're in a circle of trust right now. How does it feel?
Sure.
Yeah.
Last time this got crazy, so I'm a little nervous, to be honest.
Were the police involved?
They were.
Briefly.
Dirty hotel room? Wasn't there blood on the wall, too?
There was. I feel like last year CCMA's was really, it set the bar for us.
We're full contact when we hang out.
Absolutely. You know? It's getting hot and sweaty in here, and I'm okay with that. So, just secondly to last year, I know we had a really cool conversation about your guys' incredible, I guess, I think it's a love, I think it's a passion of the hotel art. Do you remember
That's
us
true.
Talking
That's
about
true.
This last year?
Yeah.
And I found in this last year, I've come to love hotel art more than I ever have before.
You know, it's inspiring.
For those of us that have never been to a gallery or can't afford to go to a gallery, there's always hotel art.
And maybe
inspirational.
They're scared to let you in because like, this beard keeps growing. It's like it's got its own life.
See, how often do you get to sleep around art?
I know.
Well, and the thing is, you know, art has always been about, well, you know, this is the one. This was the original one that painted. I say, why not make 600 of them and put them in every room?
And hey, man, if your art on the wall can match your duvet or your comforter, why not?
You're beating the world at that point.
At that point, your art's in it.
Well, and then it's almost like art and fashion, right? Because like patterns. That's right. All I'm hearing these days.
Generic landscapes are probably the most inspiring thing I've ever experienced.
So outside of admiring the art in your room, what I kind of want to bring people into is what's happening at CCMAs that people don't know is happening. What's the behind the scenes things that you guys do that people
have? The scuttlebutt?
Well, maybe not those behind the scenes things, but the other things that are going on that people just don't know that you guys have to do as artists at this, because it's kind of a circus.
Well, I mean, you know, 5 a.m. comes early, and when you sleep in, that is. And but, you know, we have to get, you know, it's not easy to keep the beards in check and these bodies. So we do have a swim and the run and the bike that we do often before these sleep-ins. So, I mean, it's hard to find the right river to swim in at 4 in the morning. Sometimes it's hard to
get... There's really only one in Saskatoon, though.
Yeah, I hear, but you do have to get out there before the authorities find you. So, the early bird gets the worm, so to speak, Jody.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you what's happening is one of the things that a lot of people don't know is that during the year, everybody's so busy touring and everybody's doing their own thing, and you literally play shows with people that you totally admire, but you don't have a chance to talk to them because you're working. And this is a great opportunity for friends to come together, and it is a family, and you can actually have conversations with people and give people hugs and ask them about their families and the kids, and it's a really cool experience, and one that we were brand new to just 2 short years ago in Halifax. We came to our first CCMA. We weren't invited, but we showed up.
Yeah.
And this family really embraced us. And to this day, it's such a great experience to come back here and be part of that experience and that family.
If you've seen that commercial where, I don't remember what it was for, but anybody who ever had doubters and she does something and she walks around and she's like, stick it, stick it. You've seen that? Is there anybody that you get to say stick it to who are like, you guys are going to do what? And now look where you are, like in a really short period of time.
We don't have
to technically name them, but do you got the stick it crew?
I honestly, and I know this sounds wishy-washy, but I honestly say no, we don't.
Yeah.
We were welcomed into this family a couple of years ago, and it's been nothing but yeses, and that sounds like a great idea. And we're very fortunate to have a manager who believes and loves our music, and a record company that believes us and supports us, and radio stations coast to coast that play our music, and fans that learn the words and come out to our shows. Like, I really have no stick-its for anybody, because this has been incredible for us, and it feels like it's just picking up steam now. Every day, something brand new happens, and I do it with my two best friends. It's the greatest feeling in the world, so no stick-its for me.
Aw, I'm glad we're all hugging right now, because this feels good. Does this feel good?
It does feel good. I feel like we could complete this circle, but...
Yeah. Get right in.
And
everybody will be like, what are those guys doing over there?
Just to finish up on Chris's thought there, if you're surrounded by people that are stopping you from doing what you love or telling you that you're not good enough to do something, get some new friends. Get some new people in your life.
Yeah, tell them to stick it.
Yeah, because they're dragging you down.
Yeah. So what has been your most unreal moment on this journey so far?
Getting up before noon was great, dude. I'll tell you, last year at the CCMA, just to be recognized with among our peers and being up on that stage receiving that award was a really amazing experience. I don't know if that could be beat. This year we're up for a group of the year, and as well as Roots Artist of the Year. But this year we also get to play on the CCMA award show. So a national televised show, we get to play for our fans, to some fans who may have never seen us perform live. So that's a big stage for all the artists to get to play that stage. So I mean, we're looking forward to that. I think this summer was our busiest summer yet, playing these huge festivals where the soundboard, for example, is over 500 meters away. It's far enough that you have a slapback and echoes and delays and
weird things.
Playing in front of 20,000 people is you can't just sort of create that. You can't put extras, or you can't make a video that has 20,000 people in the room unless you got 20,000 people who are there to
and
see
a
show.
Bag of money
and bags of money, tons of bags of money.
Just rolling around.
There's hundreds.
Bags of
there are
money.
Hundreds of dollars to be made in this music industry.
Tens of dollars.
Not all at once.
You got to spread that stuff out. We don't want it to go to your head.
Yeah, but so the show has been getting a lot better, and we're getting more comfortable. We love playing these bigger shows.
I can finally like listen to a set now.
Yeah, and thank you very much. Trust us, it's good for us too. But you know, playing these early evening sets when the sun's going down. I mean, for me, for a concert goer, I'm also a concert goer. So to experience the lights going, the sun going down, and the lights coming up, and then being able to take that stage and rock that stage to the audiences is, I mean, it just gives me goosebumps even thinking about it. So that's a real, that's probably a highlight, and connecting with those fans who are so good to us. I mean, yeah, we can't do it without them. So that's the highlight for us.
I like it. And you'd basically just go home and make babies and then go back out on the road by the looks of it.
Yeah, it's a hard life.
Because you just had the second one, right?
Yeah. You gotta stick to what you know, I guess.
Yeah, I got a 4-month-old. She's coming. Yeah. She's coming tomorrow.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Good. Good stuff. Anything else you want to talk about? Anything that's like, yeah, good. Well, thanks for hanging out and
having fun.
And
thanks for having us.
Keep on keeping on.
That's really?
That should be a bumper sticker.
That's how you're signing up.
I feel like that might catch on.
Man.
Look for me in the next edition of the newspaper.
Jody Seeley, Full Contact Radio, out.